Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So they killed off some barfly character on The Simpsons. She didn't have really any backstory. Was just always sitting in the Moe's bar. I'm in a big Simpsons family. I read the article this morning.
Yeah.
Who was it?
What was his name? Larry?
Wasn't Barney?
No, it wasn't Barney. Well,
okay. This guy had no backstory until recently, but he sat there for 35 years.
Yeah, he'd been in there since like the very beginning.
89. He said 89.
They were kind of making a big deal about how they killed off this character who's been there since the beginning. But he was really a background. Like, you see him, you go, oh, yeah, I do recognize that guy.
Apparently the guy killed Brian off for a second there, and everybody said, come on, bring him back, and they did.
I was picturing Lenny. It's not Lenny.
No.
It's just some dude that was at the bar.
Yeah, Larry the Barfly is his name, and there's a picture of him sitting here next to Barney.
Right.
Did Larry even talk? I don't remember that guy, and I watch probably more Simpsons than anybody here.
He does look unhealthy.
Yeah. Well, he's a barfly.
Yeah.
But they killed, like, in the most recent episode, they killed the guy.
I guess, yeah.
And he died.
And it
seems so cruel to cartoons. It's a deliberate choice. It's not like somebody playing that dude on the cast passed away
and they have to explain why
he's not there.
Now, we all knew that pretty much when they killed Brian off that they were going to bring him back. But the outcry was crazy. And I think McFarlane said something like, you know, he's a fake dog. Well, no, not to all of us.
No.
And they brought back Brian. And that show's been going on 25 years now. They're doing a bunch of new readings about that now on stage.
Well, especially if it's Patrick Warburton's
character. We talked to Patrick Warburton about this at the time, about some of the stuff that Joe has to say on that show. And he mentioned his mom, specifically in our interview, I believe. My mom doesn't really like the show.
Yeah?
Well, his mom tried to get it canceled. What's that story, Puss?
Listen to this.
All right.
Apparently the whole family, except for Patrick Warburton, hates that show.
Well, it sounds like it's a very conservative religious family.
Giving context to the situation, this is from USA Today, Warburton said his father almost became a monk and was in a monastery for 3 months.
Oh, Jesus.
As for his mom, the actor recalled, my mother went around the neighborhood when I was 13 passing out pamphlets on the sins of masturbation. So they hate the show.
While he's home tugging it, yeah.
The actor even claimed his mother's disdain for Family Guy went as far as her attempting to get the show canceled, referring to her involvement in the Parents Television and Media Council. Remember that right-wing group?
I'm surprised she didn't try to get Seinfeld canceled. He was putty on that. He was Elaine's boyfriend in a bunch of episodes. He's funny as hell.
He was amazing.
And he's banging her in that. It's a great episode.
You asked the eight ball.
He's funny.
Parents Television and Media Council, they filed numerous FCC complaints over the years, specifically on Family Guy. And
a show that pays him probably a good chunk of change,
right,
man.
Well, it's the show that was paying for his parents, he said.
I was helping support my parents with Family Guy money, Warburton said, adding his mom tried to get me to sign the petition to cancel the show. I said, Mom, if you don't think I'm going to talk about this publicly, this is the greatest irony. You're laundering money. You're laundering it to yourself. They hate it more today.
That is great. That would suck to have parents that hardcore, though.
Wouldn't it? Yeah.
I mean, just would just suck, you know.
You still on that demonic show?
Yeah, every day. I mean, every day, yeah.
You're still on
Mom?
One of the most popular shows on television ever?
Still like you're getting your ass wiped by a nurse I'm paying, you know? Yeah, but we bring it up all the time, you know?
I love this quote. I used to apologize for being on Family Guy, and I apologize no more because this world is in horrible need of satire. Everybody takes themselves too seriously, and I think in many ways it becomes an overwhelming mess.
Right.
We need humor in our life, Matt. We need love and humor. Acceptance. It's all rather simple. Yeah. Good quote.
Yeah, and McFarland says he's not going to end that show. He says everybody still loves it, does well, and, you know, it's funny.
Yeah, you don't have to. That's the beauty of an animated show.
Exactly. So killing them is kind of cruel, like you said, Nick.
Yeah, the only time I've seen that where they had to was when
Apu, right?
Well, no, when Jessica Walter passed away.
Okay.
They wrote her character out of Archer. Remember, she was.
Oh,
she
that's
was,
right. She had passed away.
She was the voice of Archer's mom, Mallory. Yeah. The, you know,
she actually died.
Yeah, because she actually passed away. So they didn't kill off the character, but they did write her out of the series.
Nick, when you were pooping in a hotel room in Des Moines during the wedding, and you had to turn some music on to distract the people outside from getting ready while you're pooping. The guy wants to know, what was your pooping music?
I think I turned on my 80s playlist.
Okay, there you go. That'll make you poop. Troy wanted to know that for some reason. Troy's a weirdo, but he wants to know.
No, everybody wants to rule the world.
It's a good survey question. What's your pooping music? Put that up on Twitter.
Especially when you're trying to hide your daughters from listening to it and her friends getting dressed.
I didn't even have the Bluetooth speaker in there. It was just straight from the phone. It was very obvious what was happening.
You should just put the fart sound effects on your phone. Just play that instead.
Yeah.
Make it obvious. You just...
I could have just had nothing coming out of the phone then.
You're right. You could have done it yourself, correct?
So I'm going to go blast some ass in here.
Oh, it was noisy. That's why you needed music. You could just sit there and read your phone.
They were getting dressed outside. And
they were like
pooping.
People getting ready in the room.
The bathroom.
It was a hotel room.
To put on makeup.
And Jim, and he's in there. Not Jim, excuse me. And Nick's in there pooping, man.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, Jim, we're going to warn Jim not to go to Turks and Caicos. I want to go there someday, but it's beautiful. But apparently...
Looks a little too tropical for me.
I know. You're right. You don't like nice,
beautiful
beaches. Might
be a little
beaches,
too warm and a little too humid.
It says only Todd.
It might be just a little too awesome.
Yeah. Well, you go in the winter, Todd. It's not humid then. I'm sure it's just beautiful. So... they have a
no. It's probably still
they have an anti-gun thing
winter.
There. They want to keep people from shooting each other, unlike the United States. So they have this anti-gun and ammo situation there. Now I think this might be a little bit overboard. I feel kind of sorry for these dudes, but one guy had to stay there. And he's on trial. Going to be on trial. Just a couple. Of course, he had a cowboy hat in his socials. So you know that kind of couple. And he had a couple. It's an ammunition, two or three bullets in his bag. And nope. Tourists cannot have any ammo, no guns when they fly in there. And he had ammo on his bag, 12-year sentence it could be.
For three bullets.
Minimum.
Wow.
Damn.
Now, there's another guy on trial there, but he's at home right now, so I don't know how he would just fly. He would just, why wouldn't you just not fly back? But who owns Turks and Caicos? I think that's Dutch and I think it's Dutch and France, right? I remember seeing some stories about
that. It's British overseas territory.
Okay, British. Okay, got it. It's all British.
Yeah, it looks like
something else is Dutch and France together. They split the island in half somewhere. I forget where that is because I watch those kind of shows. So, yeah, he's got this thing. It's 12 years. Now, there, I feel he doesn't. He said, I didn't know. You know, I hunt. I have a lot of guns in the house, and I left some bullets in my bag and blah, blah, blah. Man. So I realize hopefully they'll say, yeah, because they used to have a rule in that if it was an accident and you were a tourist, because the hometowners, the people that live there, cannot, you know, shoot each other all the time like they do in the United States. So freedom, we call that here. So they said that it used to be the tourists could say, sorry, and then pay a fine. Well, they changed that. And now it's 12-year minimum.
That's
you
a
know,
long
Jim,
time.
Jim's packing bullets everywhere.
So this dude, he had no intention of any of this. He just he just used the same backpack, to pack his stuff for this trip.
And didn't check.
And he didn't check that one pocket.
I flew it all over the country with the bullets in my bag and never had a problem.
But it sounded like
he didn't come off that way, Todd. I'll give the guy a little credit. It seems sad. He said, if I'd have known, I'd have known, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's the problem. If I would have known. All right, you're leaving the country.
Yeah.
Study up on the culture
of other places.
And then act like people there.
Do I think he should get 12 years? No. Do I think he'll probably get a fine and maybe like never be able to come back? That's fine too. But they are serious about their laws there. They don't want guns.
They don't have the same culture we do, and you have to respect that.
But you have
to study up on that.
It doesn't sound to me like he was even trying to disrespect their culture.
No, he wasn't.
He just didn't check the bottom of the backpack, and there were two or three bullets left in there because he used the bag for something else. It was just a total mistake.
During the interview, too, he kept going, backpack, when he said that. His wife would just lean in and go, backpack, I saw her. She got the fly back. I don't think I'd hang with these people. If you see them, they're like, they're probably at a Luke Bryant show today. You know, well, he's not. He's in jail down there. But once again, I do feel a little sorry for the dude, but I'm totally with Todd on this, too. But I study up different cultures, you know.
If I'm flying to another country.
Yeah.
And I got my little airplane backpack.
Backpack.
Because my airplane backpack has backpack. Been known wait, to, wait, wait. I've been known to forget about, there's some edibles in here.
Right.
If I'm flying to another country, I thoroughly inspect that thing.
You definitely
Or you're
need
buying
to.
Another backpack.
Backpack.
I mean, I'm afraid. If I ever go to Turks and Caicos, I don't have any guns, I don't have bullets, so I'm going to be so afraid that anything could be in there. You know, think about that.
This is my international flying backpack.
Right. Yeah. Backpack.
But you just can't say, well, I'm American.
Right.
We get to carry
And this guy didn't seem
No, it doesn't sound like he's saying that.
Yeah. Now, he said that while he was sitting there waiting to be charged. So, who knows when he gets back here. But I don't think he should get 12 years, but that's the rules.
It doesn't seem to me like he's trying to be the ugly American.
He wasn't.
He's just saying, look,
the cowboy hat was ugly.
I'm reading the account here like it was an honest mistake.
Yeah, it sounds like it was just an honest mistake.
He wasn't trying to do it in your face to Turks and Caicos.
No, it doesn't sound like that at all.
Wherever I want to go.
What does somebody like that do? Because this article says he's out on bail. He doesn't have a job there. They're not going to let him leave the country.
You got to call that locked up abroad lawyer guy?
Probably.
She got to fly back. They had little kids, so she flew back to Houston or something like that.
Well, he certainly needs some representation.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm sure he's getting that.
I mean, can the U.S. consulate help you out in things like that?
Well, they're supposed to help all Americans out.
I'm sure we're talking to somebody who went to jail overseas.
That seems like
that's usually for heroin.
Or came close to going to jail.
Then you get butt banged in a Turkish prison. Nobody wants to talk about that. You know?
That seems like one of the most horrible things that you could like.
I'd read that book.
A foreign prison, especially in some of these like island nations and stuff. Oh. You know, I mean.
Well, Turks and Caicos isn't third world though. It's beautiful country. Right?
But still, I mean,
you're right.
Their laws are very different. You know, you find yourself in a situation where you're facing a foreign prison. You know,
I don't
want to happen.
I would never go someplace where, if I accidentally spit, I'm going to jail. Because I spit because I don't think about it when I spit.
So the Middle East is out.
Yeah, I don't want to go there anyway. I have no interest. But I would I don't carry guns or ammo anyway, so I'm pretty safe there. But I'm with you, Todd. I probably would not have any edibles anywhere near that bag, you know.
No, you get them when you get there.
And make sure everybody around me doesn't have an edible with them because, you know, you could be in jail.
Check your luggage before you fly.
Make
sure it's clean.
Well, once again, it's not your country. You know what I mean? It's not your country.
No.
So pay attention.
4 years a bullet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 3 bullets, right? Yep.
Are you thinking of St. Martin with 2 A's? M-A-A-R-T-E-N?
Yeah, it could be. Is it
Netherlands,
Dutch and French?
Netherlands and France.
Yeah. I see that. People buy houses on there that when you buy houses on those islands, they talk about that.
So I did put up the post on Twitter asking, you know, what's your pooping, your go-to pooping song?
Oh, yeah, okay. Good.
So if you want to reply, Nick went with the 80s playlist to cover up the sounds of him blasting ass. What do you use?
Yeah. Well, for sure, his family couldn't hear him blasting ass, which they hear him probably every day at the house blasting ass, right?
Well, I try to remove myself or
go upstairs.
Go somewhere. Yeah.
There were friends around, too, right? More than just the family.
My favorite pooping bathrooms in
Denver. We were the hotel room.
And like two of my houses has been the bathroom right off the kitchen. I like to poop in those bathrooms.
That's very inconvenient for everybody
else. It is, but it's just the most comfortable seat. It's right there.
You know, they're making more of those seats.
Yeah. The 4-bogey dump is where that happened, right near the kitchen, you know.
My bathroom, I choose my bathroom like I choose my grocery stores. Whatever is closest. I go to the closest one.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.